SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump's agenda could be in jeopardy as the Supreme Court weighs the constitutionality of his sweeping tariffs.
Tariffs have played a central role in the president's economic and foreign policy agenda during his second term, and he describes his tariff case as one of the most important in American history. Last week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law to impose import taxes. During the 2.5-hour session, conservative justices asked some tough questions about the legality of Donald Trump's unilateral tariff authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The flight cuts at airports created a few headaches for travelers yesterday.
More than 1,000 flights were cut, but the airline stayed mostly on schedule. Karen Soika was supposed to be on one of the canceled flights out of Newark.
Talk to a few people here. They're saying, if I were you, I would not travel over the next 3 days. It's going to get worse.
There were last-minute cancellations and long security lines at 40 airports targeted for the slowdown. Gail Daly was trying to fly out of Denver. She's sick of the shutdown.
It's just a game back and forth of holding out who's going to get their way.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the number of canceled flights could double if the shutdown continues. I'm Ed Donahue.
UPS and FedEx are grounding planes after last week's deadly crash in Kentucky. Ron Taylor reports.
UPS and FedEx have decided to ground their fleets of MD-11 planes out of an abundance of caution after a deadly crash at a UPS Global Aviation Hub in Kentucky. The companies announced their decision separately late Friday. The MD-11 aircraft make up about 9% of the UPS airline fleet and 4% of the FedEx fleet. The company stated their decisions were made proactively at the recommendation of the aircraft manufacturer. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on faith.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds about 2/3 of adults would prefer that the country be made up of people belonging to a variety of different religions, while the other 1/3 would rather the U.S. be predominantly Christian. Strong majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants would prefer the country was mostly Christian, as do 55% of Republican Party members. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit filed by 3 Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law passed 2 years ago made it illegal for cities and counties to enact statutes to promote the LGBT agenda and other ideologies if they violate state law. This suit is about protecting Texans' freedom to live and work without being smothered by layers of needless local regulation. This is SRN News. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey is lobbying for more federal agencies in his state.
I think that President Trump knows that he has a lot of support in our state. We're going to treat people well, and we show great respect for the rule of law. And that's what you look at when you have an environment for the FBI. So I'm a big advocate of getting some of these agencies out into the field across the country.
The FBI currently operates a significant criminal justice information services complex in Clarksburg. Economist Steve Moore is calling out blue states for enabling fraud and abuse with SNAP.
They've either invalidated or not enforcing work requirements. And this is one of the big issues in this dispute between the Republicans and Democrats. I'm sorry, if you're able-bodied and you're of working age, stop watching TV, stop playing computer games, and get a job.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.